What's happening? What's happening, family? It's your main man, TJ Chapman, host of the TJ Chapman Show, back here live in the building. And we got a great topic for you guys tonight. Boy, I tell you, man, look at here. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better. Tonight's topic is one of them things that put the chair in the bed. They don't need to hear this right now because they're going to ask you all type of questions when you probably ain't ready for it. So, but yeah, man, tonight we're going to actually get some sex education, and it's not the type of sex education you know when you grew up in high school, middle school, or whenever they started teaching it. We finna talk about sex health. And what better way to talk about it than have a certified sex therapist to talk to us about it. So, joining us tonight, of course, is Buddha and Baby from Sipping the Conversations. Just Buddha tonight. Baby's out there doing her thing in Belize. What's that, man?
What's good, Sippers, man? I'm glad to be here. Appreciate you for allowing me to bless the mic.
Hey, let's get it, man. Let's get it. And she's no stranger to the show. You know her by Morgan from Bottomless Conversations. What's happening? What's happening?
What's up? What's up?
There it is. What you got there? What's up? What's up? You just had a live show a couple of days ago, last week, right?
Yes. I was invited to do my live show at Fusion Expo. It's a really dope business expo, and it was the second time. I was like, y'all just think I'm just a live show expert, but we gonna make it happen.
You making it live up though.
Okay.
And of course we got our special guest, our certified sex therapist is in the building with us, Miss Ashley Thomas. What's happening? What's happening?
What's up? What's up?
Man, we definitely gonna dive in and then figure out, you know, how you can help and bless these couples or relationships to put spice back into their life. So can't wait for that. So I'm going to go ahead and get it started with, how do you restore or maintain a healthy sex life in your relationship? All right, I'm gonna do it like this. All right, so Morgan. All right,
yes.
So I'm gonna start with you then.
Okay.
Okay. So if you have a relationship that and the love is fading away because, you know, maybe the sex is getting whack, or you got the same three positions and you know what he finna do right before he do it, what are some ways that you can restore that to get back to where you first began? Because of course, every relationship in the beginning is spicy.
That is true. And I think really the reason why we think that it's the sex that's spicy, but it's really just the excitement of something new. I don't think it really has anything to do with the sex. So a lot of people don't even realize that they don't have sex chemistry to begin with. They're just excited about venturing with something new. However, if you do get to a point where you feel like, you know, the sex has gone down and you need to do something to liven it up, I mean, there are a plethora of things that you can do, whether it's, you know, role-playing, asking your partner, what do you like? What do you desire? Like, I don't even think people ask those questions. Like, what do you desire? What turns you on? Like, what? We don't learn each other's body. I'm hitting it right. Okay, yeah, she moaning. Okay, this is good. But I don't think people take time to really, like, explore each other and really figure out, like, ooh, what's the wildest thing that you ever want to do, and then explore it. You know what I'm saying? So I would start going into that drawer of things, like, what's something you always wanted to do? You know, fucking park, you know, you trying to, you know, let's do it.
All righty. Buddha.
Good stuff, Morgan.
All right. Let's go. Buddha, what you got?
Well, for me, it all depends on what my cap is. Like, can I bring any more people to the bedroom?
Oh, Lord. Y'all love bringing somebody to the bedroom.
You know what I'm saying? Can I have another relationship outside of you? You'll be okay with it. But you know what I'm saying?
That all depends on you, I mean, your partner, and your relationship.
That's why I said, what kind of cap I got on it. You know what I mean? Because I've done everything I wanted to do sexually. I've done it.
So
everything I said,
congratulations,
I've done.
I know.
So at what point, though, it gets boring and you see it fading away, like, do you think bringing someone else in will cause that love to spice back up again and take the fade away and get that exuberant, vibrant colors back into the relationship?
It all depends on who you are. For me, the sheer joy of watching her satisfied by somebody else might be enough to turn me on a little more.
I guess.
Interesting. All right. So, well, before we go to our expert.
Yeah, until there's another thing in the room.
I'm always adventurous. I'm spontaneous, and I tend to kind of like, I can get bored to a certain degree, but as far as that cap level that you're talking about, I know my cap, but sometimes that cap, I can honestly, I don't think my cap has really been reached yet because of what I'm comfortable with. Mm-hmm. There are some things that I may want to explore, but just don't know how to express it or to just come out and say it, you know, because of the, you know, I'm, you know, from the old school and, you know, got old school traditions and kind of,
you
know.
What's some of those old school traditions?
Missionary.
I mean
Deuteronomy, say.
Well, not the position. Let me change it. Not the positions. You know, cause I can get in, you know, multiple positions that.
So what's traditional about your?
Well, it's.
Your sexual approach.
Well, my sexual approach is I should be able to hit it anytime, anywhere. Mm. You know, and when you get that pushback, well, now we got people watching, and what's your point?
What you mean, like recording?
No,
public?
No,
people.
No, watching. In public, like that public, that PDA they call it, that public affection. So if we're in public, I may want to grab that ass real quick just to be like, watch it jiggle, you know. So, you know, just things to where, just to show that affection is. Not just by holding hands.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, you're referencing public affection, not like
along
having sex in public.
We can do that too.
Like the illegal stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't talking about in the backseat of the car. I'm talking about, you know, going
everywhere you go
at night. You know, if I got that crave and I want to lay you down in the park. And be like Jada Pinkett and Alan Payne on Jason Lee.
Play with that hairy booty.
And I want to wash your feet.
Okay.
That was romantic, though.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
So you
about.
Was looking at his ass?
I mean, you couldn't help but
exactly.
I mean, it was right there.
It was only there.
You know, so it's
you should have been paying attention to her face.
So I'm sure there's a lot of other things that I haven't explored that I just don't know if, you know, I'll be able to do it because I don't know until it's actually been done. So I'm just used to the normal, you know, get in a relationship, have sex, or just go through the motions is what it.
Because we are not comfortable communicating our sexual desires with people.
That's
and that
true.
Should be a part of the courting phase. Like, I need to know your level of freaky before I get too invested.
So your level of freaky. So let me ask this question. Like, so when you realize that your mate ain't comfortable with you looking at another woman and desiring another woman, how do you get to that level to be able to tell her what you really want, what you really feel?
I mean, I guess maybe I'm old school, but I'm accustomed to, you know, how you meet a person, y'all on the phone all night, you talking about everything. Within the first days of meeting,
dudes don't do
those
that.
Things should be coming up. Like, oh, like, have you ever did three? Like, I'm gonna ask, have you ever had a threesome? Is that something that you're interested in? Because I know for me, for most men, a threesome is two women and a guy. Okay, so you want me to eat some? So for you, are you gonna cook some with me? No, you don't want no other man coming in there banging my back out.
I mean, I don't think I would.
But you want me to be comfortable watching you do it to another woman. So if I know that's something you're big on and you are heavily interested in doing something like that, and I know this is not a relationship situation for me, I can continue to be your friend or whatever, you know, kick it. But as far as relationship-wise, I know that I'm not going to be comfortable taking that step. So I got to let you know up front so you know how far you need to go with me.
So what if the chemistry, sexual chemistry that you used earlier, well, the chemistry is great.
Then we probably just gonna be fucking, and when you get to the point of wanting a threesome, then you have to do that with somebody else. We're never gonna be. I'll never get into a relationship with you.
See, but there's the answer to my question. You gave me a cap that I can't go past. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, are you gonna be okay with that though? Should you sacrifice, say okay, well,
so when it comes to expressing myself to you,
right?
I know what I can't express to you.
No. That is the problem. You cannot take it that way. I should be able to tell you what I'm okay with and what I'm not okay with And it shouldn't be a situation where it was like, oh, well, I can't talk to you. No, you have to be okay with me not being okay with something, and we move forward. I
understand.
Yeah, I can see if I'm like chastising you about it. Mm. Then I can see you being like, you know, timid about coming to me. But if I'm just like, oh, that's cool if that's what you're into, but that's not what I'm into. All
right. So our certified sex therapist, tell us a little bit about sex health, because a lot of people get that misconstrued, and they didn't really know that it was a term out there for that. But I think that sex health can also lead to mental health if you're not getting it. Mm-hmm. So talk to us a little bit about
sex health. Absolutely. Okay, so there is a term, sexual health, and there are different titles for people who provide education or therapy or coaching for those different components in sexual health. So you have your sex therapist, you have your sex experts, you have your coach, your sex coaches, you have cuddle coaches. You have a lot of different components to this thing.
You said cuddle coaches?
Yeah, there is a such thing as a cuddle coach. Yeah. Mm.
This is how you're supposed to hold
a cuddle therapist. Yes, there is a such thing. And so when it comes to someone being a sex therapist, there's a difference between the different terminology. That's normally typically a person who has gone to school, has done the education. For myself, I have a bachelor's and I have also a master's degree, and who has done the training. I took online courses. I've taken a test. And I also became a master sex expert. There is a such thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's more towards like my toy box.
We're
going to talk about toys, toy box.
We're going to get to that toy
awesome.
Box.
Awesome. And so to answer your question, sexual health does directly tie into mental health. Mm-hmm. And I say that because both of them deal in some aspects with grief.
Right.
And Buddha and I were talking about that earlier before we started on air. And it's, you know, just merely the loss, losing a loved one or something you love. And a lot of that people don't understand is that sexual, who go to sex therapists because they are dealing or struggling with some aspect of in their relationship with sex, or just individually with their sexual health, they are grieving. And that's the first thing that we have to deal with.
And the funny part about that is people clown all the time that, you know, guys will always want to have sex even in the time of death. Yeah, that's how I grieve. And people think it's a joke.
Or
but
people who don't want to have sex because they are grieving. And also for example, women who go through, may have had a hysterectomy or going through menopause, who lose the desire or the functionality of being able to have sex for a moment, of you know, a period of time, that can cause a person to grieve, and that can malfunction a relationship, a sexual relationship.
I'm glad you said that, because my next question is, how important is having a healthy sex life in a relationship?
In my personal and professional opinion, I think it's very important. And then, again, that depends on the couple, the two individuals, on what healthy means and looks like to them, or what good or what great looks like to them. Because once a week or once a month could be like the healthiest sex relationship in the world. I think when it could be on both, you know, it depends. And that's why I'm leading to my second point. It's very important when you're talking about relationships just in general and sexual relationships, that one, communication is, Morgan said it 1,000 times earlier, you can't stress how important communicating is. And then two, intentions. You have to be intentional about things. You have to be intentional about pleasing your partner. You have to be intentional about exploring not just their bodies, but their mind, and understand their limits and their boundaries and what they like and what they don't like, and their fantasies and their fetishes, and how to be touched and how they like to be kissed and when and where. You have to be intentional about that. You have to be selfless about those things.
Wow.
What a word.
Right. And so a lot of times, men, how often, Buddha, have you gone to bed? So, for example, say, let's hypothetically, does your woman like toys? Let's just say she likes toys. She likes to have the vibrator on her clitoris, and she likes to have orgasms that way. how often would you think to selflessly come to bed with a vibrator just with the intention of allowing her to experience that big O and let it be all about her?
Oh, really? You asking me that question?
No, just...
I mean, she could do it. I'll participate. I'll let... I don't mind watching.
But would you initiate it?
Absolutely.
Okay. And that's what...
Absolutely.
That's what... It's important when you're talking about sexual relations.
I get pleasure in watching her climax. I do.
Yeah.
I get pleasure. So to ask Morgan about if it's okay if I watch her have sex with another dude and it's okay. Absolutely.
Really?
So if a person said that... So if a man said that to you, I'm okay with that. Then... What would your answer be at that moment? Because you already figured out they're going to say
no. I personally am not into it, so I wouldn't even be comfortable having him watch something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because we both have to be comfortable. It can't just be about what makes him comfortable.
Absolutely.
If I'm not comfortable, it's not going to be a sexy situation. You know what I'm saying? So, if I'm an individual
it ain't going down.
That's into that, then yes, then okay, we're going to do it because we both agreed, but... I personally know. I mean, I'm not into no stuff like that. But anything,
The reason why I asked is because you, when it came up, you was like, "Well, are you gonna let me do this?"
Because
like,
I asked that because a lot of men will say no. You are a low percentage of men who are okay with seeing their woman have sex with another man versus them wanting to bring another woman into the bedroom because that's more of a traditional threesome for men. It's not having another man in the bedroom because the male ego is not okay. So most men are not that selfless to say, I enjoy you watching you come, get off no matter how it is. If it's with me, him, her.
And that's why we have to be intentional about communicating our sexual preferences and desires to our partners, right?
Absolutely.
We have to, know and learn each other's boundaries before, I believe it's best to do it before you first.
Mm-hmm, so does that only apply when you're in a relationship? Because I know, back in college, as far as, what Morgan was just talking about, most guys are not okay with watching another dude.
That's a train. That ain't even a
train.
Threesome.
Now, here it is. It's called a train because I remember back in college, in the dorm rooms, it was Amtrak all up in there.
But see, my job as a sex therapist,
but that's okay.
I have to be
open-minded,
and I have to say, if he's okay with that and she's okay with that, it's okay.
A train, I would think, it'd be more than two, more than three. Like if it's
Buddha got the nerve to be technical about this.
I mean, more than two dudes called a gangbang.
Okay.
We still use that term, she got a train ran. We still do that.
I mean, at the end of the day, for me, if she's giving me everything I want, everything my heart's desire, and her heart desires that as well, I got to at least be okay with that. Because I'm not going to ask that question if I ain't okay with it coming back to me same way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
everybody has their limits.
It takes a lot of, work at it. But, once you get your mind there, you okay.
So, toys.
Toy box. Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
Let's talk. That's a very interesting name.
Okay.
Before we talk about what it is, how did you come up with that name?
Okay, well, Toys Toy Box, because I've been on this venture for about almost 2 years of wanting to, start my own sex ed, toy, sex health, just venture. And so I was talking to a good friend of mine, and it took me so long to kind of venture out because it's like I'm a young, single, black female, I'm in the church and I love the Lord, but I love sex and I want to teach people about sex. I want to teach people how to have sex in a safe and healthy manner. And so it was just like I was scared. But I was talking to one of my friends that kind of pushed me into like, Ashley, go do it. Like, who cares? And my middle name is LaToya. And so he was like, you should call it Toys Toy Box. I was like, "Ooh, I love you, yeah!" And so,
kind of cute. So, what's inside this toy box?
Okay, so in Toys Toy Box, there is a toy for everyone inside of Toys Toy Box. It's not your traditional. Oh yeah.
It is.
Oh yeah.
Well, what's in that? What toy can I possibly enjoy?
Okay, so in Toys Toy Box, we have your traditional toys, But we also have your non-traditional toys, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you think of the word toy, it is symbolic of, you know, your vibrators and your butt plugs and, you know.
And going up in this rectum.
hey, don't be so quick to say you're not going. Have you ever experienced that?
That cap, we got that cap.
Listen, I was on his show a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to tell y'all this real quick story.
You know, TJ's stories be real.
That's when I knew that one for me. All right, so I'm in college, you know, dating this older woman. Mm-hmm. Right. You know how they say, you know, you got your salad toss? All right, so.
For our listeners, that means when you get your butt licked.
All right, so she almost got there.
Okay.
But let me tell you
she
what.
She almost got there?
Let me tell you what prevented.
She did it. He just don't want to
finish. No, I'm going to tell you. That's what happened. That little spot. Taint. Between the butthole.
That's called a taint.
And right at your testicles, she started kissing it. And started, I knew what she was going to do at that point. She told me to lay back, relax.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't relax. You going a little bit too far.
You don't want to relax.
You were exploring areas that I don't want to get explored.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she tried to be slick and started kissing, you know, Rhonda.
Around the head,
the thighs, inside the thighs, and kissing around and the shaft and the testicles. And next thing, she went, what you call it, the tank?
Yeah, the tank.
And and I went from being a tenor to a soprano, you know. So at that very moment, I knew I don't like my salad toss.
Yeah.
So that was my limitation right there. It ain't going to happen.
Ain't
I understand.
No there,
you might be somebody like, you know, what's wrong?
Wait, what'd you just say? Come on now.
Oh,
she said something. Like
I was talking to
a
friend.
I know she said something. So, but yeah, that's mainly with that. So, but as far as you going around helping others to help their sex life, do you have, like, any demonstrations that you bring someone along to say, you know, hey, listen, you mentioned about this cuddle buddy or this cuddle teacher or
cuddle
whatever. Them.
Okay.
So,
wait, we were talking about something else, TJ, before you.
What was in the toy box?
Yeah, we were talking about what's in the toy box.
And he said
butt plug.
Oh, yeah. Pause. Okay, side note real quick. Do you guys know where, like, how to reach the male G-spot? Yeah, so why aren't we open? I mean, if you can experience like an ultimate orgasm, but because society has said if somebody breathes on your butt, you gay.
Yeah.
But what if you're just okay with the normal orgasm?
Hey, I'm okay.
That's
I'm
why,
okay.
Look, that's
I'm
why,
okay with bussing.
That's why you over there told you to did everything you did. You ain't did it all.
Well, see, I said I did everything I desire.
Well, that
see,
is
that's
true.
The difference.
Yeah,
I agree. I do not desire.
Look, TJ done crossed his legs. He got tensed over there.
They got me like, hold on, wait a minute. I'm totally satisfied with the regular orgasm that I get. Let me go ahead.
You don't know that you have nothing to compare it to.
Shit, that one moment is all I needed.
Oh, please.
And that was enough for me. So.
Okay, so what's inside the toy box? So, yes, we do have your traditional toys. We've partnered with different vendors and companies that provide us with, you know, the vibrators and, like I said earlier, the butt plugs. But then also we have your non-traditional toys inside of toys box because we want to cater to all sexualities, all genders, race, and lifestyles, and also situations, what people are going through. We have everything from candles, pillow so that your mate is comfortable. And when we think of when I want my followers and my viewers to, when they hear the word toy, to not always just think of your traditional toys, but to also think of tools and resources that you can use to bring into your bedroom and into your sexual relationship. Have you guys ever used Listerine strips?
Absolutely.
In your mouth?
Yes.
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 They still sell those?
Yes. Get some Listerine strip and do some good fellatio.
I done did some pop rocks.
See,
okay, so now TJ, that's just
so
not.
You have to be careful with the
okay,
one.
Okay, so here, I'm here to teach you how to safely.
Safely do it. I'm just, yes. I, this, again, this is back in the day. But
put that back.
No, so, back in the day.
You got, and then so, get your Listerine strips.
So I'm going to ask you this question. So basically, is it before they get this toy box from you, they have to do like a consultation with you to understand where they're
at? Oh, no. So what can happen? So we have, I do do therapy sessions, but I also, we have what's called a toys tour box party. And so the host or the person that invites me to their area, they bring or invite their friends up to 12 people. And the host picks one person, one topic, and that is what the party is centered around. So we do birthday parties, bachelorette parties, bachelor parties, just, you know, gatherings, get-togethers. And so, for example, if the topic is vaginal penetration, so we have food and games. Jesus. And
absolutely,
and or learning how to squirt. I've done those. And
you had demonstrations, like people volunteer, like, let me demonstrate how to squirt.
No, I don't typically allow the participants to demonstrate. So we have our parties. They come with demonstration and without demonstration, and I'll bring my model will come with me and demonstrate how to use the toy or how to give proper fellatio or how to, you know, use a proper vaginal cream. Like, for example, I had a party that I did with older women who were going through menopause, and their live demonstration was learning how to we had two types of creams. Shout out to my friend Chelsea Lewis. She has, it's called My Mommy Wisdom. It's a pH balancer. So it takes away like odor, or it helps, you know, level your pH levels. And I mean, it's kind of like a menthol smell, but it smells good.
Like,
and it's
cigarettes?
No. Not like cigarettes. No, come on, y'all.
Kind of like Vicks.
No, not like Vicks. Like,
so when you say menthol, first thing I
think. It smells really good. Point. It's like a minty, like a minty smell.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah.
And, but it's a, you know, it's not like a spicy minty. Mm-hmm. It smells good, and it's a pH balancer.
Probably more so like what they use for mint tea, because it's like light.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, and so that, and it was another cream that I used. I can't think of the name of it right now. And the model, what she did was, you know, she showed them how to properly insert the cream in the oil.
So she did it on herself.
Yes, on herself. Nice. And so
in front of everybody.
Yeah, so they can see how to do it. And so, you know, we have that extreme. Or we have another, I did a party with some college students at UCF. And, you know, these young ladies, they just wanted to have fun. And so, and they wanted to do vaginal clitoris stimulation. And so the model demonstrated how to.
Tried it out on each other.
Right.
Now, see, look at you.
But, you know, but the thing is, if we're going to sell these toys and promote sex, you want to teach people how to safely do it. Mm-hmm. Because people are taking vibrators and sticking them in their butt for butt plugs.
No.
Hey. You can't do that.
But if they like it.
Really?
Like no, it's not
how?
Safe. You would be surprised.
How?
So what's the difference between a Bob, I guess people call it.
Battery. I heard that. Okay.
And, you know, it vibrates. So what's the difference between using that and your cell phone?
What?
Because it has very powerful vibration on it, too.
Wait, no, not enough. Trust me.
Wait. Meaning, take the back of my cell phone
no.
and put it on my clitoris? Wait,
well, I mean,
what do you mean?
You know when the thing vibrates.
No. You haven't had a rechargeable bullet. Cell phone ain't enough.
I'm not going to have no.
Okay, so first of all, we're in the 21st century, so the vibrators now are coming like rechargeable batteries.
The plug you plug in.
It has like the USB cable.
Yeah, mine got USB.
Yeah.
Yeah,
USB.
I have to.
Come on, TJ. Keep up with the time.
Yeah, I done brought by five of them battery ones.
He's talking about battery bobs.
We're gonna take a little break. We're gonna pay some bills here, and we're gonna come back with our sex therapist, and we're gonna continue this thing here, and we got our lovely, talented co-host in the building with us tonight, Samantha Nicole, and we're gonna get her take on all of this as well. So grab yourself a glass of wine, some towels, wet naps, whatever, if it doesn't cause you to moisten yourself up. We're gonna be back.
Keep
it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
I've been thinking, why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you.
Anime, I'm nice. For y'all to reach these heights, you gon' need Relationships are about love and respect, not about hitting or hurting. If you or someone you know is in danger, get help and let's break the silence. Call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. The TJ Chapman Show cares.
Nobody's but mine.
Word?
You like right? Hello.
We're territorial.
What's happening? What's happening, swapping family? I hope you done wiped up the moist and did what you needed to do because it's about to get wet again. So, all right. So,
Ryan,
we back, man.
We're
back with Buddha from Sipping the Conversations. We got Morgan in the building from Bottomless Conversations. And joining us also is my other lovely co-host, Samantha Nicole. She's in the building. She's going to get her thoughts. And, of course, we are joined by our in-studio guest, our certified sex therapist professional, Ashley Thomas. Ooh. Wow. All right. So, we just went on break, and you know, we had to cool off a little bit, but it's probably going to get hot again. Mm-hmm. So, now, me and Buddha were talking during the break, and he was asking me some very interesting questions. I was like, you know what? You might need to go ahead and ask her that and see, because you talked about the demonstration, you bring your own model, mm-hmm. about, you know, how to do, you know, vaginal insertions, mm-hmm. and all the other stuff.
Whatever the topic is.
You know, whatever that topic
party,
is.
Yeah.
So, Buddha, what question?
You want to be a model, Buddha?
Well, it ain't that I want to be a model. The question,
okay.
the question is, since you do these particular parties,
uh-huh.
do you do these parties for men? So it's like,
absolutely, I do. I have done them for men.
So you've done a party where you kind of telling them how to eat coochie.
Absolutely.
I'm just making sure that we're very.
It's a method to this thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's the wrong way.
Yeah.
And question number two.
But again, it's all about knowing your partner. Your partner may not like the ABC method.
Okay.
She may just want you to do that thing on the click real fast. And
that's elementary school.
Right.
Here's what's question. Elementary? The ABC?
ABC's it, elementary.
So
it elementary
it doesn't get old.
Yo. But you got. But sometimes, sometimes you got to suck the click, lick around the click.
Yeah, that is so ABC.
But see, that's the ABC remix. Y'all don't know nothing about that.
So here's question number two. How would you, as a sex therapist, mm-hmm. instruct a one-minute brother on how to please his mate?
Okay, so, again, it depends on his partner. Some women are okay.
Wait, one minute?
I've seen it live and in action.
Oh,
okay? Because you have to think, like, women, a lot of times, we are known to be more of the emotional, want to connect more emotionally and mentally, and then, then the physical comes along with it. But as far as physical, I'm assuming that's what you're asking,
yeah,
Buddha.
Like, you know, he just nuts real quick every time.
Right.
How the heck do you, I mean, we got two other ladies here.
Yeah, you know, so if a woman, if a couple comes to me.
Isn't that mental, though, right?
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily? Okay.
Okay, so if a couple comes to me and says, you know, we're having issues because, you know,
he can't last long.
Right. And so, one, the first thing we have to do is rule out that it's not because of any medical condition.
Right.
Okay.
And so, you know, once we find out, okay, he's healthy, he's good, it's not from diabetes or anything of that sort, it's just that he has a sensitive glands, his penis, and he comes fast, right? Mm-hmm. And so I would honestly suggest maybe withdrawing from sex. Maybe like doing it once a week, you know, letting it
build up.
Okay. Wait a minute now.
Wait, hold on. Or I would also suggest more foreplay.
Okay.
Yes, foreplay. More foreplay. Him on, you know, on the woman or both, because foreplay is more than just you know, give him head. Or,
I got you.
You know, it could be kissing, touching, holding hands, you know, whatever. Hugging is foreplay. Whatever stimulates you to get you to that.
Her cookie you did is foreplay.
Right. So another thing he can do while he's not having sex is, you know, when men, when you go to the bathroom and you pee, just, you know how you do that stop and go action?
Oh, yeah,
that's something you can practice. There is also.
Towel method, like, you know, putting a towel on you, Johnson. See how long you can hold it up. You know what?
Is that what y'all doing in the bathroom? Down to the bathroom?
It's called.
Bro, I can't get with you on that one. I don't need.
Or there's also things you can do to enlarge your prostate. I mean, not enlarge your prostate, but make your prostate healthier. So there's also yoga for men that you guys can do to learn how to have higher testosterone levels and to last longer.
So is that a mind thing, though?
I wouldn't say 100%.
You can't make me bust just because you want me to.
Well, see, that's the thing.
You can have kryptonite in that coochie, but if I ain't ready to come, I ain't finna come.
Well, yeah, because what you gonna pull out, you're going to stop, you're going to slow it down. But if she keep throwing it back on that thing and you got no control, you going to come.
That's why I'm putting you in that position until I'm
see,
ready.
Exactly. So you want to have control. And so that would be another thing. You know, you maintain control of the sexual position so that you know how you're feeling and when you're about to come.
So the first thing you said was not having sex, prolonging the sexual activity, right?
Right.
So you really think that prolonging the sexual activity may help them enjoy sex better if they're 1 minute brother? Like, so you wait a whole week, a week and a half.
I mean, just
sex,
initially, just to train.
And then all of a sudden, you get in it and you bust in 1 minute after she done been waiting on you a week and a half.
And they be like, so I would
suggest pulling out some toys or something.
That's what I said, foreplay.
Like,
I feel it.
Okay, and so can this person, after they engage and he come in at 1 minute, can he get it back up and go again?
Right. He might be like 1 minute and, you know, be able to go multiple rounds. Because some of y'all may not be minute men, but you went after 1 round.
Multiple 1 minute rounds.
So Sam, let me let you chime in a little bit here.
Me.
And get your thoughts on.
She got no opinion.
Thank you. Health. What Buddha said. I'm just here for the comments because y'all making me feel like an old prude housewife or something right now. Closed-minded.
So how important
she
looks
like she's a little missionary.
How important is sex?
Definitely not, bro.
Healthy sex life with you.
I mean, that's with me. That's important. It's important in general. That just goes along with a healthy relationship. There are zero, and I don't care what nobody says, zero happy relationships that don't have a healthy sex life. Like, it's just, it does not exist. I disagree. Like, that leads people to cheat, that leads people to do a whole bunch of other things or not take care of other needs of their partner aside from sex. Like, no, like, sex is very important, and it is a very important part of relationships.
What happened to love? What happened to affection? What happened to nights of just
who gave him a mic?
Stars?
Excuse me, who are you?
I gave myself a mic.
Excuse me?
Actually, TJ actually come on the show.
Yes, he did.
Actually, he did.
TJ, why? Why?
So why?
Here he comes with it. There is love, but sex technically can be an expression of love. Like, especially if you're in a healthy relationship, that's another way to express how you feel about that person.
So men are just about their penis. Wow.
Yes, that oneness.
So they all talk about that love and they want a man, but then they say here talking about, oh, he got to have some good penis. That's exactly what they're basically saying. For me to love you,
well,
you
a lot of times
penis.
When women say that, you know, oh, you know, he got to have good penis, that means that
men
I want him
that, women will
to be able to learn my body and learn what I like and learn what I don't like and learn how to touch me and kiss me and caress me.
What about if he's just not good at it? And maybe he just
but he can learn.
That's tried. I mean, he's
a good man. He loves you.
Yeah, he provides.
He's a provider.
So as a therapist, you know you like
have all three.
You know you
right.
Like to,
okay, so it's okay to have a man that provides, that pays all the bills, that
loves you,
loves you, but he doesn't desire to have sex with you.
Maybe is it okay?
Then
to you?
That makes you unhappy. That defeats
that does.
The purpose.
That can make a woman shallow. Very insecure.
Well, the three P's have risen again.
Hey, they are right.
Go ahead and tell our special guest.
Women say they want a good man, but they gonna get that thug that goes lay it down.
So Ashley, Buddha actually has three P's in life when it comes to what women want, and you can contest to this.
Okay, let's hear him, Buddha.
Buddha, go ahead and drop the three P's on.
Well, three P's is. If a man can protect,
okay,
provide, and lay pipe, she ain't going nowhere. You got to have all three. You can't have two. You got to have all three.
Shallow women.
Who?
It just
Why
comes
does
down
make
to
you
the simplicity
shallow?
Of that. Right there. If he has all three, she ain't going nowhere. If he have two, she looking.
I remember when was, I remember, but woman be first to say that a man is not all about sex. But now they say it is all about sex.
Who said it's all about sex? Right. We're just saying it's an important part to a relationship. Oh, yeah. Nobody says that's everything.
It's not the all in all, but it is a component. It's a major component.
So
it's a major component. Right, but y'all are making it seem like it's everything.
I don't think it's more so like, okay, if you think about it, like, right, with men and women when it comes to sex, how y'all say, oh, y'all get so emotional. Y'all can't never just let this be a sex thing and go because it is sex is a big deal for us because that's why we get emotionally attached in situations that we really don't have the right to.
Right.
And so it doesn't mean that that's all where sex is always. That's like the ultimate submission for a woman. It's to allow you to enter into me. So it is a big deal in that aspect, not just like, oh, that's all we think. Like, if you can't fuck me good. No, that's like the ultimate. Like, if you can't, like, we fuck niggas who do have bad dick. When y'all fuck up in other situations, that's why usually that's the first thing we stop doing is stop having sex with y'all. Because, like, we were riding, he ain't number thighs because that thigh ain't little, but we love him but for the other reasons, of course. Woo. But
is it the other reason, or is he giving that bad dick to somebody else? Piss you off more than the fact
No, I'm telling you. Like, some of the things that we enjoy about y'all, it be so small, but y'all don't realize it.
Yep.
And I'm one of them DJ
and just like you guys like loyalty and commitment, we want that same thing.
So, we got a question from one of our listeners. I have a boyfriend who only wants to come in one position, but I like to make him come in others. It's been such a challenge. How do I get him to try other positions to make him come?
Man, that's what he like.
I need to find out why he only like coming in them
positions. Right, I would definitely recommend why they're not having sex while, you know, not in the heat of the moment. They need to talk.
Maybe she's a big girl in that one position, only one they can do.
Hey. I would ask, like, why?
Yeah,
he don't like looking at you in the face.
Stop speculating. She might be tiny. Stop speculating. You be making up all these
get it deep from the back, but when you lay down, girl, I don't know. Like, I battle a lot of thighs.
That goes to show that men are visual. They got to paint this visual picture of what things look like.
He gets me in the missionary doggy style. But he only comes if I ride him backwards.
Come on. Okay. Reverse.
He likes to see that booty. He likes to see the booty.
Once again, okay, so he ain't looking at you in the face.
Wow. Can you take his mic?
Maybe you just
turn his mic off.
Maybe you just
So seriously, TJ, when they are not in a having a sexual moment, I would ask.
Pull up a picture.
I need some pictures.
No. See, I told you these niggas. Because
I can tell you why he liked to see you from the back.
She might have a nice backside.
Exactly.
Or he could be insecure about his facial expressions when he do come. Because, you know, a lot of y'all ain't the cutest in the face. When y'all right.
But she did say,
I don't care to see that either.
If your man don't give the ugly face during when he comes, then you ain't doing nothing.
Oh, wow.
You got to get that ugly face.
But she did say he does hit it from the back.
What if he's not doing anything?
And he doesn't come that way. He only comes riding backwards.
That's
then
amazing.
Then it's something about that position that
stimulates his gland.
Talk about that muscle.
Right.
Before.
So we know like the most sensitive part of the male penis is the gland, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that position strokes his gland in a way that, you know, that gets him to the point of coming.
Hey.
And that no other position does. And then we don't know if she's loose, if she's tight, if she has a uterus that tilts forward or backwards. We don't know the position of her body.
What she look like?
Wow, we're still on that.
Yeah, whip out that picture. Let's see what she look like. Then we can tell you what the problem is.
I can only give you truth.
So those couples out there that want to do demonstrations and have these parties, how can they get in contact with
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. So they can reach us. They can send us an email. My website is in the process of being developed. So if you go to www.toystoybox.com, you'll see where, you know, it's coming soon. But you can email us at latoystoybox@gmail.com. And that's L-A-T-O-Y-I-A-T-O-Y-S. what did I say? LATOYISTOYBOX at gmail.com. Or if you find us on Facebook, you can click the link that says email us. You can send us an email. You can call us at 407-490-1913. And we will service you.
Literally.
Yeah, we will. We will service you.
I'm really thinking about this.
Service with a smile. Huh?
Service with a smile. Remember, and there's a toy for everyone inside of Toy's Toy Box.
Well.
Well, wait, what dirty little secrets y'all sharing over
the,
there?
The picture. Right. They brought up the picture of the girl.
Oh, wait, what?
Come so, on. Your man gay.
So,
turn his mic off.
That's why he wants it from the back. He gay.
Turn his mic
so now
off.
That face is nice. So on social
media, she's bad.
So on social media, you have Facebook, Instagram,
I'm Morgan,
and Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
No.
No Twitter. No Twitter yet. Okay. So
I need to get a Twitter.
Well, I'm still trying to learn. I got Twitter, but I'm still trying to, you know, get the numbers up and everything.
All forms.
So,
that's
but
true.
But definitely, we appreciate you coming in.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
Sharing your expertise.
No Buddha.
And
yeah,
and a lot
I appreciate
of
it.
And a lot of listeners are very thrilled that you came on the show, because I'm seeing, you know, I guess these emojis called like wet. Hold on.
Oh my goodness!
Is that what that means? That what the splash means?
Yes.
That's what. Okay. Well, there's a lot of emojis coming. Oh,
yeah. Well, so you just revealed to everybody that you don't get splash emojis.
I don't send a lot. Well, I don't send a lot of emojis like that to know.
He
what.
Said he's a traditional man. Traditional does things traditional.
So he doesn't have sex.
He's a classic
sex.
Man.
So what he does is. It just happens to be.
You gotta send your girl, you know, a nice little text and let her know that you're thinking about her.
One of those little things that the birds send a message over. Yeah, I really want it to happen today.
What?
So we definitely appreciate you coming in. Definitely don't be a stranger to the show. Can't wait for you to come. You know, bless us in the new studio, and you know, come back and give us some more insight.
Anytime
on this subject. And like always, Samantha, when you're here, we appreciate you coming.
Thanks
for having
me. We're
going to do some things on there to where we're going to have a couple of dates to where we can get you on here on a consistent basis and change up some of the dates a little bit when we get into the news.
Because it's always good to see Sam.
Oh, thanks, Buddha. Thank you.
So tune in next week, man. We're definitely going to have a very touchy subject next week. And it's going to be involving the Me Too movement. And the difference between implied sex and verbal sex.
Oh,
okay.
So it's going to be crazy. So make sure y'all tune in next week. We appreciate your time. We love you. Till next week, keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
Hey.